This episode of the Flight Risk Podcast is brought to you by...
A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, a group of outcasts found each other in the Outer Rim. A failed Jedi.
Well, we don't have to run out right now and beat people up. We can take a half hour for you.
A captain without a ship.
I suggest you let your Deveronian friend do the talking and you continue to stare at your stump.
And a medic with a mysterious past.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I might have been half wrong. We might die.
Together, they hope to find adventure and a little bit of redemption.
Oh, that's sweet. They want us Tinker Buddies.
The Redemption Podcast is a long-running actual play podcast set around the time of the Clone Wars, played using the Star Wars RPG system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. Check out the show at www.redemptionpodcast.com.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Spotlight. The trio of Skip, Anarchy, and Jen make their way to the Eberhardt Museum for the grand auction. With phase one of their plan complete and the gem in hand, will phase two go as easily? Or will this delicate house of cards come tumbling down?
Well, hey there, people. Welcome back to another Flight Risk episode. I'm your GM, Dwayne. Glad you can join us. We're telling a scintillating story here on Nar Shaddaa with three of my favorite players. I'm just trying some different. I just want to see your reaction, Kyle.
This is new.
Yeah, I know. It's about change. Apparently, this night is all about change.
Someone gave Dwayne a note about enthusiasm, apparently.
Apparently so.
Either that or a lot of pixie sticks.
It isn't water. It's vodka, guys. I'm just letting you know. It's going to get crazy tonight.
No rules.
All right.
No, that's not tonight. That's a different case.
that's the musical we're planning.
Some rules.
We are continuing our Fortuna's Five episode. We have a scheme. We have a heist happening. It is escalating. It is getting crazy. Let's get to our player character introduction so we can see if the heist goes as planned. First up, we have Velvet. Velvet, how are you?
Doing all right, Dwayne. How are you doing?
I am pretty good. I don't know. My energy level is high. I feel myself crashing about halfway through. So if you guys hear snoring, someone just poke me through Zoom and wake me up.
I don't have that function. Oh,
so you gotta play. You have to pay for Platinum Zoom. You know, it's worth it, really.
I'm using the free trial of the poke extension, but someone remind me to like turn that off before the free trial expires.
This shining finger.
All right, Velvet, who are you playing on our adventure?
I'm playing Anarchy Fortuna. Clearly against the entire heist and theft because she's a law-abiding citizen.
Exactly. Whatever the Star Wars equivalent of a Girl Scout is, that's what Anarchy is.
The Badger Scout. There's Space Badger.
the Bantha Scouts Bantha or whatever Scouts. They're going to be. All right. Our player character question today is, what is a skill that Anarchy wishes they were better at?
That's a bit of a loaded question. I feel like Anarchy would not admit to not being good at something.
This could be private.
Okay. Keep it on the down low. I think she would allegedly maybe like to be a better liar.
Okay. That would be scary. I don't know. Anarchy getting away with whatever she wants is, you know, happens most of the time anyway. So being able to lie her way out of stuff would be unstoppable. All right. Next up, we have Leslie. Leslie, how are you tonight?
I'm good. All present accounted for and pay attention.
Very cool. And who are you playing on Nar Shaddaa?
Nar Shaddaa. Poor Jenny Ford. Still trapped on Nar Shaddaa.
Hey, she's making the best of a bad situation.
That's all you can do on Nar Shaddaa.
I'm sure that's from the Turozant board right there. It's the best of a bad situation. Come to Nar Shaddaa. All right, same question. What is a skill that Zhen wishes she was better at?
I think she'd like to be a better people person, but at the same time, she'd like to get it with having absolutely no effort applied in the first place.
So she just wants people to be more tolerant and believable of her?
I think it's less she wants to be a people person and more she just wants to be able to tolerate people better.
Those are two wildly different skills.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
All right, last but not least, we have Kyle. How are you?
Hello, I'm well.
Awesome, man. I am glad you're here. What crazy character have you brought to Nar Shaddaa, Kyle?
I only bring sane characters that act with foresight and appropriateness. But if you're requiring me to bring a crazy character, then I'll bring Skip Fortuna, Twi'lek lounge singer and erstwhile lover of all types, and also platinum Zoom holder.
He did upgrade. I can imagine him paying for that.
All of the poking that you can possibly get.
All right. Now, is there a skill that Skip wishes that he was better at?
I think maybe he wishes he's better at a bit of academia, because I think Skip feels that Anarchy doesn't really know how to talk to him, because Anarchy knows all the highfalutin good words and all of the science-y, esoteric technical stuff, and knows that she cannot talk to Skip about this stuff at all. It's not even... He just nods and nods off. Much like Dwayne, halfway through this episode.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I'm holding myself together.
Calling it out, we've got a Deadpool going.
All right. So, where we left off, we had a distraught pair of Twi'leks in the back of a cab being taken back to their lofty little hideout. On the drive back, it was oddly silent. Lo was usually a chatterbox, was kind of concerned that his two charges in the back were showing emotions that he had never seen from them before. So it was just awkward silence as his nice, relaxing nature lullaby music was playing. As you guys get back to the loft, what kind of state of mind is Skip Fortuna in right now?
Skip still's holding the orb? The gem, the crystal.
Mm-hmm. A pocket. Or
no, you had it in your pocket.
No, you don't have pockets. Never mind.
He's pretty shattered. He keeps touching it.
Okay.
You know, like when you have a wound or something, and
just poke it at the scab.
It is. He keeps poking it. Yeah.
All right. Anarchy. Once you are separated because you are really close, Skip. Once you move a little bit away from him, you still feel sad, but it's not as overwhelming. So there's still like a kind of a sadness, like you just found out your favorite Holonet show was canceled. Not so much like your puppy was run over. So there's still a little bit of sadness there.
Jeepers.
And
what do you have against puppies?
I'm just trying to picture something sad, and you know, dead puppy is sad. It's a dark show, guys. That's what we do. Have you not listened to the other 71 episodes we've put out?
Not really, no.
are you looking for the answer you want to hear? Or do you want me to keep it real?
Guys, 70 episodes. Lie to my face. That's how we get through these days. Lie to my face. All right. So, Zhen, what are you doing right now? You have Skip sitting there being sad, poking a gem that makes him sadder. And Anarchy looking just a little depressed.
And she has zero context for anything that's happening right now. We just know that Skip broke.
Yes, he's just
in the
she's
middle
doing
of
that,
ice.
Sitting there, can't stop crying. He might need some electrolytes soon. He's probably dehydrating.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Okay. She's gonna have Lo kinda go hang out in the cab, just give us some time, and she will get the kids juice boxes or some vague equivalent. And as she hands Skip the beverage option, she takes the gem and sets it, like, on the coffee table.
Okay.
And then she sits kind of catty corner to him so she can slap his hand if he reaches. Like, now, Skip, I need you to focus. I need you to breathe. She pulls, like, a hanky out of a pocket or something and says, wipe your nose.
Skip sniffles broadly.
I don't need a hanky. I'm good.
You don't have sleeves.
And he just snorts broadly and then says,
this is an orange Coruscant sun and I only like the cherry.
And then he reaches for the gem.
Ow! But it hurts.
So stop doing that.
Did you touch it?
Yes, when I picked it up and put it there.
You feel anything?
She kind of thinks. And absently she reaches into a pocket and pulls out one of the cherry cordials and passes it over.
Oh, thank you.
Given the Itochi's connection with the Force, would she have felt anything?
I guess it all depend on, I guess, how in tune Jen is with the Force. I mean, does she have a lot of experience with it, or would this be a newer thing for them?
I think it'd be like her experience with the Force would be the vague background noise that comes from, you know, it's like the white noise of the universe, because she's biologically, there's a, I guess, a proclivity for Force awareness or something.
Okay,
I guess what I'm
picturing, it would be kind of like when you watch those Ghost Hunter shows and they're like, this room feels 5 degrees colder type thing, where around the gem, you could almost feel that there's like a cloud or something hanging of almost like a cold sadness there. It doesn't affect you nearly as much, but you can totally feel that there is something kind of like that background white noise to your brain, like there's something going on, but you're not getting the slammed with emotion in your face like the twins are.
Well, I basically live in the malaise of resentment and bitterness.
Exactly. You're dead on the inside. You don't know what emotions are.
So she kind of touches it. No. What about you to Anarchy?
Anarchy was also very upset throughout the whole car ride over because she naturally sat next to Skip, who was holding the sad rock. And since she's been wearing the mask all day, she only put on eyeliner. And since she was crying, like, it just streamed down her face.
Very goth.
And when she took the mask off, she caught like a glimpse of her reflection and realized that with the like running eyeliner and the bells, she looks like that sad clown painting. So now she's just like slumped upside down on the couch, like quietly blasting the sad clown opera through her data pad.
Let me see that. Okay. Feet on.
Quietly blasting?
Yeah. Quietly blasting. It's like when you wake up dead or turn up lost.
We're all about the oxymorons here in Twilight Risk. All right, so as you guys are sitting there with the sad rock radiating the sadness, you get a call on your communicator. I don't know who they would call. I guess they'd call Skip, because Skip was kind of the point person earlier. So, Skip, your communicator goes off. Do you answer it in your disheveled state?
Skip just gives it to Jen.
For a second, she holds it, looking at it, like, really? And then she just activates it. Skip's calm. What do you want?
And you hear the voice of the madam come over the communicator.
I would like an update on how things are going. Is Skip not available? I believe he is the point person on this mission. Why am I talking to the vagrant?
Because I need a job.
Okay.
Skip is currently indisposed.
Fine, I guess you'll have to do then. So, how are things progressing? Am I going to be satisfied at the end of the night, or not?
I feel like that's a personal choice.
Is that on
auto?
Like, are you on speakerphone? You'll hear anarchy shouts
totally
through tears. Like, that's what she asked.
Oh, goodness.
Skip finishes the Coruscant Sun.
Are there any more?
You have to turn it upside down so you get everything.
Right.
He pulls the straw out, turns it upside down, and then strokes his fingers through the Coruscant Sun packaging to get every last drop of the...
It's not even a flavor I like!
What is going on? Are they drunk? What happened?
This gem is... It's very powerful gem.
What?
That's all.
You could say it's truly, truly, truly outrageous.
I beheld it. And... Yes.
Please, please hold. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Mute. She didn't turn it off. She just muted it, or maybe she just
says the word
the
mute.
she does. She says mute and holds her thumb over the mouthpiece. Because is there a mute function? I don't know.
You should shoot it and say boring conversation anyway.
I mean, if she paid for it, I totally would. But I think it's actually Skip's, so... Are we good to tell her that we have the gem? Because there's like five other objectives we have.
I don't see why we couldn't tell her that we have the gem and that we've already replaced it with its facsimile.
He looks at Anarchy like, that was a big word, right?
Two thumbs up.
Only they're upside down.
Oh.
I want to play one of those races that has thumbs on either side, because I feel like you could do lots of stuff with that.
You'd never know if the gladiator is living or dying.
Just mess with everybody.
Yeah, you can tell her. It's fine.
Alright. If I walk to the kitchen and get you another drink, are you going to leave the gem alone?
Yes.
She stands up.
And he reaches for the gem.
Ow! How did you know?
It's like that psychological experiment they do with kids. They put the one Oreo on the plate, and they go, "If you don't touch it, when I come back, I'm going to give you two Oreos." And right when the mom turns away, the kid eats the Oreo.
That's me.
How about you talk to the madam?
Okay.
She sets it down where the gem is and takes the gem with her to the kitchen to get Anarchy. You want another drink?
Yes.
Okay, the madam. We have got everything in place for tonight, and I believe that we will make lots of. Do I have to unmute it, or can she already hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Oh, okay, good. Did you hear all of that other stuff, or just this now?
You have to say over, or she's not gonna know you're done with a sentence.
Oh, okay. Over.
So, you have the gem.
But you did, yes, you heard all the other stuff. I don't have to say that, right?
No, you do not have to repeat.
But did you hear
yourself,
the stuff
Skip.
Before that other stuff?
Let's just move forward and say I heard everything.
Oh my, now well, I believe we look like rank amateurs now.
You have the gem, which I honestly didn't expect you to get so soon. So that's a few points for you. That's really good. I'll even go as far as to say I'm proud of you. Does that help?
It means so much to hear. I just... Oh. Praise is so sparing in my life.
Does the Count not praise you?
Yeah, I don't even know if he pays us. So, yes, the madam, we have the gem. We've replaced it with its facsimile and have enough dirt and other info and hacking done to ensure that money will be spent, wires will be routed, and we will succeed in all vectors of your problem. Thing. Perspicacity. Oh, I wanted to fit that word in there somewhere, but that's neither here nor there.
That's excellent to hear, and you guys are being careful to make sure nothing is traced back to either yourselves or to me, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to try and say that with a little more confidence?
Oh, yes! I feel like I could still do better on that, but nonetheless. We are heading back to the auction again tonight. It should be a smashing good time. Are you going to be in attendance?
I will definitely be there. I will not be bidding, but I will be there.
You should wear armor.
Armor?
And when I say hold your breath, you should hold your breath.
Do I not want to go to this? Is that what you're telling me, Skip?
Oh, I think there will be a great deal of bloodshed and violence, and if Mock Shock isn't dead by the end of this, well, you can take my pinkies.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Oh, no, I meant my collector dolls that I have at home that I spent so much credit on. The pinkies?
We can't lose those.
Not my fingers. I don't want you to take my fingers. That would be... How would I eat, drink, tea?
Okay, madam. I think you're good. You've got enough, and we're good. We'll get back to you.
Does saying dupe turn the comlink off?
Yes. It's an auditory command on the phone. It has one of those things. It's fancy. You know, instead of saying end call, now, Skip programmed it to be dupe to be the thing to end the call.
I have to ask, because I'm going to be in attendance, why are we holding our breath?
Yes, I do need to know that as well.
Oh, somebody left the press, loaded some gonk droids with the berserk gas.
Oh, do we need to have rebreathers or something along those lines?
I mean, I could always use more data, so if you want to huff a breath and see what it does...
I do not... No, I'm good.
Berserk gas. I don't want to know.
I don't wish to be your guinea Gamorian on that. I wish to have a rebreather.
I think I have some in the shoebox.
I'm sure. I think it's safe to say that Anarchy definitely would have a few rebreathers on them, just on the safe side, just from their science experiments. It can never be too safe.
You guys have your new drink pods. She pre-pierced them.
Oh,
with the,
that's
the
good. I can never get it right. Pineapple. Oh,
actually... I just throw it across the room.
Catch. Oh. Keeps it.
Yeah, the madam did not do a good job stalking the thing.
Pulls out a different one. You like red, right? I mean, it's red. I mean, it might be cherry, it might be strawberry.
Could be fruit punch.
Know.
You never know.
Oh.
All
the right, biggest so, of risks.
This is your
right
last
here
one.
Is what flavor of Coruscant Sun is this?
We're just gonna be the next 30 minutes of the podcast. It's gonna be going back on juice
all
questions.
The drama right here.
All right, so you guys have a few hours before the actual auction is going to occur. So if you wanted to get back, you've already swiped at the gem. You know that Kerchek knows to, when he goes to examine it, to say that it is the proper gem. So that part of the mission, you could checkbox that thing off. You have that. So you need to get back to the museum at some point and get someone to spend a boatload of credits on the gem and then transfer the funds to the account that the madam gave you and then skedaddle before anybody realizes all the shenanigans you've done.
We also need to get the other facsimile gem planted. My hope is we can plant it with Neslia.
Okay.
Because we feel like she's going to try to steal it anyway. So Skip is going to plumb Zhen for details on that. And we've got, I'm wearing like a facsimile of the dress that Nestle is going to wear.
Yes.
In my mind, you're wearing the better version of that dress.
No, I'm wearing the more hastily made version of that dress.
You wear it better.
Yeah, but sometimes glass has to sparkle more than diamonds. Come
it's
on.
True. That's a good
analogy.
In
like a few weeks, when it comes out in the Space US Weekly, who wore it better, Skip Fortuna or Nestle?
It looks like Skip. Skip will wear it so much better.
So true.
It'll be like an idle thing.
Just because Skip
you're texting
has that
your votes,
confidence.
I'll rig it for you. I got you.
Exactly. All right. So are you guys going to we're going to fast forward time to you heading back to the museum, or is there something you wanted to do before we got back to the whole shindig, start the whole ball rolling?
Okay, so we don't have anything on plant person, and that's okay, because they're just a plant.
Basically ignoring her.
We've got the porg all wrapped up in the palm of her hand.
Moksha.
We've got I've got Mokshok.
The two-faced, two-head.
Yeah, and we'll have to deal with the two-headed person at the auction itself.
Well, Noose and Jaw hate each other. I imagine they also hate everybody else. I feel like we can probably antagonize them pretty easily.
And I have the list of the other things I'm auctioning now, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to actually go through and actually auction off some items, you can, or we can just only just do the scene with the actual gem. But if you actually want to have a scene auctioning off some random items, we could also do that.
Well, I want to roll in and do the whole beautiful auction, whole gala ball event.
I mean, sell everything. We'll take all the money.
Okay.
Don't you?
The red carpet, as it were?
This is more like burgundy.
It's fruit punch.
It's a new color.
So unless we had anything else... did I have the assistant doing anything else at this time?
Last, I think, I know you told her to pick you up some sweet cakes.
I think she might actually be getting to do her real job.
Yeah, she does
right
have
now.
A job. And yeah. So she could definitely be meeting you guys there.
We needed to get a big dumpster truck, right? For the kid.
For the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you want him to drive that through the
parked,
door.
Parked nearby so that it can be driven through a wall if needed.
I'm pretty sure I put some droids on that, though.
I think so. But the kid is in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Driving through the wall in a dumpster truck's the best thing ever.
That's one job.
Machinations are in play on every level of this city, which is impressive because it's a planet-sized city.
All right, so we will get to the museum. We'll start there with you guys pulling up to the Eberhardt Museum.
And Associates.
Eberhardt and Associates Museum. When Lo comes back to pick you guys up, you see that he's changed from his regular cabbie outfit is casual clothes that he was wearing, and he's now dressed like a fancy limo driver. He's got a suit on, he's got a tie, he's got his hat, sunglasses, and he looks you guys up and down in your outfits and go,
"Look, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. We look good. Everybody, great job. We look good. Skip, beautiful dress. Beautiful dress. It's perfect. Magnificent. Beautiful. Everybody, we look great. Quick question. Question to the room. Who is carrying the trident? Am I carrying the trident? Is Skip carrying
that's
the trident?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. You know what? Skip, that's a choice, and I appreciate the choice. It's a bold move. It's a power move. I appreciate it. And with that, are we ready to potty?
No.
Skip just looks at Jen and is like, "Is there something else you need?"
No, I'm never going to be ready. Let's just get this.
I feel like you're always ready. You caught that Coruscant sun like you knew I was going to throw it.
Just call me
prescient.
You pull
up to the Eberhard and Associates Museum.
Ooh, Jen gets out first. She's going to do the full open doors because she's wearing the nice tux and she's very formally allowing them out of the car, which I really hope is still just
the
yellow cab.
Oh, it is the yellow cab. We'll say that Lo had time to go get it, detailed and washed. It's looking spiffy, but it is the nicest looking. It's still a cab, but it's the nicest looking cab you've seen in a while. So
it has
he's got a new air freshener dangling for you guys. It's luxurious experience right now.
Is it like a little red bow tie instead of the usual pines ring?
Exactly.
It's very classy. And on the antenna, there's a little rose.
Spares no expense for his favorite clients. You pull
Which, of course,
up to
it's not me.
The museum. Jen jumps out, opens the door. Who gets out first, Anarchy or Skip?
We both wait for the other.
That awkward stare. Nobody.
And in the meantime, there's reporters and people buzzing around because this is a really classy event.
This is a fancy auction.
What's going on?
It's
who's going to get out of this car?
I feel like we just tumble out in like a mass of limbs.
Oh my goodness.
They both try to go at the same time.
One of you tries to get out, but someone's standing on the train.
Yeah, so you guys stumble out and quickly Harl comes over. He was already waiting for you guys. He's got his baby blue brand new store-bought tux. You can probably still see the tag on the cuff. He's never worn it before, but he's proud. He just runs over.
Skip, this is awesome. I've been looking and looking. I've not seen a good dump truck yet, but there are a couple of movers over there and we might be able to do that. Is that okay, or do we specifically need, like, a dump truck? Because I'm cool driving anything. But I think that moving vehicle, whatever the term would be.
I think Anarchy already made arrangements. If you look over there.
And he turns, and Anarchy, what does he see?
I think it's, like, a cement truck.
Okay, so the cement
is it
truck,
full
which
and
is
spinning, or
yeah, it's still spinning. There's nothing in it. Yeah. It's spinning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There is a construction site a few blocks away that they went on lunch or dinner break, and they came back, and their truck was just missing, apparently, and it is idling there to the side. Who drove it over there? How did it get there, Anarchy?
Like three gongs stacked together.
That's awesome. Three gonks. The top one has a hard hat on. One of those deals.
Of course. The foreman.
Three gonks and a coat just pulled up in the cement truck. That is so on brand for Flight
Risk. That's a very tall foreman.
All right. Harl just turns, looks at it, looks at Anarchy, go,
"Oh my God, is that for me?"
And he just runs over and gives Anarchy like the biggest hug.
You are now my favorite. Don't tell Skip, but you're my favorite.
I resent that I wasn't already.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get situated, learn the controls. And here's my comm number. Just let me know when you want me slamming through that door. This is awesome.
and he just goes running and climbs into a cement truck. And you see he just straps on what looks like a nice little bike helmet onto his head, buckles it in, and he's ready to go. Just big old cheeser on his face, and you've never seen a kid more excited. It's like if the first time you ever rode a roller coaster. He's that pumped right now. You guys are making dreams happen. So you guys are heroes.
I'm gonna turn to Skip and whisper because Anarchy can't whisper. Did we have him sign the waiver?
There was a waiver?
I made one, but I forget to give it to people.
That was Jen's question.
Oh, right. I haven't seen a waiver since COIN. It's been some time. No. Would you like to run it over to him now, or can we just facsimile his signature?
Yeah.
Just pose.
Jen, will you witness this, please? Oh, fine.
No.
I'll witness it then.
I just signed with a happy face.
It's a thumbprint and your thumb bunny.
All right, you guys make your way through. There's a nice actual carpet rolled out in front of the museum. There's those big, nice rotating spotlights. It is an event. As you walk in, you see the elderly security guard, Lothar, is at the door, and he recognizes you guys.
Skip, they've been looking for you. They need you at the back to go over all the items and make sure you have the order for everything. So, yeah, if you can head back there, they'll give you the listing and, you know, everything. And if you had any musical cues you wanted or anything like that, just let the sound guy know.
Yes, I'll deal all of that at the time. Yes, of course.
So, they need you back in the auction room. Just, you know, head back there. That'd be great. Doctor, professor, nice to see you again. Feel free to socialize. The auction area is closed off right now, but, you know, feel free to circulate. Security manager Ford, I didn't know we had a second manager on tonight, but I guess it's kind of a big night. It kind of makes sense. Where are you going to be posted?
We haven't actually discussed this, but Jen is currently torn between being with Skip, who had an emotional breakdown this morning, and Anarchy, who in theory is going to melt people's faces.
No, I don't.
But she's
going to
go with Skip because
melters.
The established cover story is with Skip.
That is blasphemy. No. It is rage-inducing madness potions. That's what she has.
I don't have a face melter. No, this would
hellish alchemy.
A bog witch gave it to me.
Hellish alchemy of bad things from a bog. But no, she kind of nods towards Skip and says, I'm part of the auction detail.
Right, your badge does say chief of security.
And she kind of, she doesn't salute, but she does that very crisp nod. Like, I'm official and I'm supposed to be here, and just follows Skip.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook.
What about you, Dwayne? What skill would the count like to improve?
What skill would Dwayne like to improve?
Oh, double whammy.
Ooh, what skill Dwayne like to improve? Ooh, that's tough.
Dwayne is pretty awesome. More about Dwayne.
So, Dwayne would like to improve his time management skills so he is not always rushing around trying to do things at the very last minute, which is going to happen after we're done recording here. I have to still edit the episode. That's going to be coming out in like 20 minutes. So, that's, you know, one of my skills I would love to improve on.
I mean, time's not real, though, so that makes time management moot.
That's true, because this episode's not going to come out in 4 months, and it'll be a moot point, so.
Just because time isn't real doesn't mean we don't experience it.
True. So it's the shared delusion. Does that make it better or worse?
I mean, if I have to indulge time, then I have to indulge on my other delusions, and that's going to go downhill pretty fast.
That's going to escalate quickly.
Indulge or acknowledge?
I am worried by this.
Ooh. It's a tough one.
All right.
Yeah, because you don't have to indulge time. You just have to acknowledge it.
Unless I kill time.
Well, I mean,
it's like a Doctor Who episode waiting to happen.
I feel like you'd have to acknowledge time before you could kill it.
Unless you get it from behind.
Hey.
This is a family show.
Yeah, no, I with a knife.
Yeah, that's what, of course.
Or with Zoom Platinum poking ability.
Well, if we're honest, if you're going to kill time, it should probably be with a weaponized clock hand.
That would work. See, but then you're one step closer to being a Batman villain, you know? It's like,
What's wrong
then you're
with
the clock
that?
King, and no one wants to be the clock king.
That's true.
King.
Nobody wants to be the clock king.
I mean, that's like one step below condiment king. So.
But one step
I'll
above
have to take your
shame.
Word. I feel like a time theme villain could be more interesting, but I'm not familiar with this particular
I'd be looking for
example.
My new sci-fi novel, Hands of Time, where somebody strangles time.
All right, so.
Is it subtitled Moist is Better Than Dry?
The Tale of the Clock King. Moist is Better Than Dry.